quite a weekend, as you heard, with mayors of Maui and Honolulu calling for a shelter in place order starting this afternoon here on Oahu. HPR's Bill Dorman joins us live this morning. Wow.
Yeah, Catherine, a lot of developments. And again, this story continues to move and move quickly. As Derek was just saying on the news, on the update there, that Saturday was Governor Ige's emergency proclamation. Two-week quarantine, all visitors coming to Hawaii, all residents returning, starting on Thursday. Now, the reason that's been given in terms of why that didn't take effect immediately was, one, to give tourists a chance to cancel their plans, give a little bit of space to the system, really, in terms of potential congestion at the airport, all of that. Then yesterday, Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell ordered residents to stay at home if they're not essential workers. That order takes place at 4:30 this afternoon, as Derek said. Also, Maui Mayor Michael Victorinos announcing a similar order going into effect on Maui on Wednesday. And again, it is relative. This is a stay at home. I got a call from a listener this morning, though, who was a little upset with this and said, oh, if I go out and I'm walking on the sidewalk, you know, are police going to come and bother me? No, not at all. And in fact, during the news conference, Mayor Caldwell said, you know, if you exercising is fine, going out, walking around, do what I do, which is not walk in the parks, walk in the sidewalks around the parks. But again, use the phrase shelter in place. And sometimes people think of terrorist incidents, think of shootings, of something like that, which is just, oh my God, where I am right now is I'm going to hunker down and just stay here. That's not what this order is, either here on Oahu or on Maui, and just so people know that more broadly. Again, as you're talking about different counties, different reactions, Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami has put a curfew in place. But within all of this, there is a question, and you alluded to it at the top of the program, about Hawaii County, and HPR's Kuvei Hiraishi has done some further exploring on that question.
Counties across the state have taken different approaches to encourage social distancing in their communities. On Kauai, residents are under a county-mandated curfew, Honolulu has banned dine-in services at restaurants, and Maui only wants people to get on the roads if they need to for essential purposes like grocery shopping. But on the Big Island, no such government order is in place to restrict movement or activities. That has many in Hawaii County, including the island's legislators and county council members, calling for more aggressive action by Mayor Harry Kim. In an interview with KWXX's Chris Leonard, Mayor Kim explained that just because there's no county order to stay home doesn't mean people should not stay home.
I just talked to a person, very scared, why don't you do this? And the question to her was, you know, why don't you just stay home? Yeah, but that won't stop others. It won't, but you can and protect yourself that way, because it says here to limit your activities, limit your going out. Limit your contact. You don't need the government to tell you 6 feet.
Kim is referring to federal guidelines provided by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stay at least 6 feet away from others to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Mayor Kim has also asked all county workers to report to work as normal this week, saying a total shutdown of county services would be impossible and detrimental to the health and welfare of the people of the Big Island. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.
And our thanks again to KWXX and Chris Leonard for that interview with Mayor Kim. You know, one of the interesting developments to me late yesterday came after those announcements from Mayor Caldwell and Mayor Victorino, and it was the reaction of Governor Ige. He put it out on paper. It was a statement. He said he supported the moves and also added in the statement that, quote, we also agreed that statewide action will be needed. Adding, I have directed the Attorney General to review the orders other states have issued and prepare a statewide plan that will keep the people of Hawaii safe and healthy. So that statement would lead you to believe that there is more that's going to be coming on a statewide basis. Not really sure of the time frame right now, but certainly that is one of the next, you know, shoes to drop, one of the next elements to look for.
Yeah, I mean, as you kind of stop and look back over what's happened in, you know, let's say in the last month, you can kind of see the signs, you know, okay, prepare for this. They don't want to fire the trigger off
right
on certain orders, but you could sort of see how things were leading up, you know, to this decision that was made by the two mayors yesterday.
You know, it's interesting also, one thing that I've been watching is across the Asia Pacific in terms of where you've seen some of this develop earlier and some of these things move a bit faster. It's not exactly our future, but you've seen how different governments have dealt with different aspects of this, whether that's Singapore, South Korea, China, of course, a bit in a special category because they can just sort of order that things be sealed and that will be it. Hong Kong, actually, an interesting development today, announcing that it is closing its borders to all residents starting at midnight on Tuesday, to all non-residents, rather. So for the next 2 weeks, they're not going to allow any non-residents into Hong Kong or to travel through Hong Kong. Now, for those in our audience, I know there are many who travel to Asia, have traveled to Asia, through Asia. To knock out Hong Kong as a transit point within Asia is pretty darn dramatic for a couple of weeks. But the concern there, you've seen a similar concern in Singapore in Southeast Asia, is the cases of travelers coming, people coming from outside the area, possibly importing the virus, because both of these locations have been, I don't want to say been through phase one, they have been through a phase of this, but the reinfections, people coming back and people coming into this from the outside are a concern. Again, with all of this, health authorities around the world are learning as we go. The applications you're seeing here in the state and county by county are definitely building on lessons that we learned and are continuing to learn, but it's a moving target.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a very stressful time to be traveling, whether you're, you know, off somewhere trying to get back home before they shut down these borders, and then you see the number of flights getting canceled, and it's just a not a good situation. You're, you know, just in the airport with masses of people, and the uncertainty is just a very stressful time to be out there.
It is. And again, it is a reminder, just even if you're not in the airport, the importance of aloha and extending that and of kindness and of consideration. It's a very important time right now for that within our community, whether you're at the airport or anywhere else.
Right.
But yeah, tough time to be traveling.
You talk about folks that are coming in to countries, but then you have returning residents who could have caught something on their travels and bringing it in, like we have seen, you know, recently. So yeah, certainly something to be very mindful of as it gets more dicey.
No, exactly. Step by step, and aloha all the way.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill. That was HPR's news director, Bill Dorman, giving us a roundup of the weekend's developments.